Throwback Thursday, Sam Crowley podcast number 2. It's April 16th, the day after tax day, by the way. Hope you all had an amazing tax day here in the United States of America. I know I did. So I left off the previous show. We were talking about The Thought, the Everyday Saturday CD, and just trying to get some momentum. And I didn't have a job. I'm paying out this money in health insurance, $7,000 a month in bills going out between a mortgage and car payments and all this stuff. I had to pay the United States government. I forgot about this. I had to pay the United States government back under my Chapter 13 bankruptcy. That payment was about, oh God, what was that? $400 a month, $500 a month. And look, that's a payment you don't miss. I mean, you file bankruptcy Chapter 13, which I did in October of 2005, and you go on a repayment plan to pay a percentage of your debts back. That's the difference between Chapter 13 and Chapter 7. Chapter 7, it's cut and run, start fresh. All your bills are flushed, and here you go. Both of them are devastating to your credit. Both of them make you feel about an inch high, but the difference between the one I went through and the one other people go through is I actually paid back. And the reason I chose that, and here's why. Some of you may be saying, well, why didn't you choose Chapter 7? Why would you choose to pay everything back? Because I still had 40 rental units under an LLC, and those rental units I would have had to have given up if I filed Chapter 7. Chapter 7, everything goes except your primary residence, your primary vehicle. I mean, everything's got to go. You just get what you get to live on, food, clothing, shelter, okay? I don't even know if you have a car. I don't know. I don't even know. But under Chapter 13, if you're going to keep assets still, like rental property and vehicles and things like that, then you got to pay a percentage of that back. So I did, and I think I had to pay back $400 a month for, God, I don't know what it was. I don't even remember. See that? Maybe it's 3 or 4 years or so. Isn't it funny that when you're in that type of situation, it consumes you. You lose weight. You're stressed out. You don't sleep. And then, you know, it's been 10 years since I filed, and I don't even remember what the payment was or how many months it was for. Isn't that amazing? So I would encourage you right now, if you're going through the storms, get through them fast, all right? You can't make the time go any faster, but if you put more activities in your day, income-producing activities, things that make you feel good, exercising, going out for a walk, being with friends. If you're in a church like I am, it was really great to be in small groups and go through life with people. And then time goes faster that way. And then you're having fun. Obviously, right? Time goes faster when you're having fun. So in 2007, I started joining these forums, and you know, Facebook is now where I spend all my time, just like you do probably. I don't go into forums any longer, but I remember going into personal development forums and chatting and leaving inspirational quotes and things like that. And inside of a forum, you are allowed to put a signature file, which is your signature. For me, I put like, you know, no more work days, not even that, every day is Saturday. I didn't even know what I said at the time, but it had a link to my Everyday is Saturday CD and my podcast. And I didn't even have a website, really, so everything was pretty much linked to my podcast. And then I would have discussions and forums. I wouldn't go in and be a dopey guy and just say, hey, buy my stuff and this stuff. But I engaged in conversation, just normal. It's so funny because people are like, well, how do you build a brand? I mean, how do you get people to follow you? How do you get people? You don't act like an idiot. That's pretty much how you do it. I mean, would you go into Starbucks and shout to everybody, buy my CD? No, you go in, you have a conversation with people, and if they find you engaging and interesting, then they'll follow you. And if they don't, then they won't. It's really that simple. It's the same thing on the internet. So I would go into these forums, and then I finally got the courage to post in there. And I said, hey, guys, I just created a new CD titled Every Day is Saturday. I want to give it away in return if you really love it. I got put the value as $47. But if you really love the content, would you be so kind to give me a great testimonial letter with your photo so I can use it? So I can use it to promote the product. And a few people did. And guess what I did? They sent me their photo, and they sent me an amazing testimonial about how the CD was just super powerful in their lives and helped them, you know, get through some really tough times. And it motivated them. So I began to build this momentum. And then I would shoot YouTube videos, and I used my buddy Matt Ball, who was at Montgomery Community Church at the time. He ran the AV department there. And he was just getting his own video company up and running, and Matt would allow me, I would go into the studio, we'd go outside, and he would bring a camera, and I would shoot, like, the intro video is still, if you go to YouTube, / Every Day is Saturday, that's my YouTube channel, and you go back to the very first video in April of 2007, That Matt Ball shot that. It was the intro video for my sales page encouraging people to download my free ebook titled You Are a Champion. And I wrote the ebook. It was an 11-page ebook. I wrote it at 3 in the morning one time before I went to work in 2007, before I quit. And all, this is all stuff you can do. You know, none of the stuff that I'm talking about right now is difficult to do. The problem is a lot of people say, well, I just don't have time. I mean, I've got kids and they're in sports and I got a job and I got to do that. And I say change that around and say success is not a priority to me at this time. And just be honest with yourself. Don't make excuses and say I don't have time. That's just, nobody wants to hear that. You have time. We all have time. We all have 168 hours in the week. You've made the conscious choice, though, to say success right now is not a priority to me. Freedom is not a priority to me. And that's cool. You know, I wish it was. I wish you wouldn't say that. I wish you wouldn't make the conscious effort to deny yourself success. But that's what you're saying. So if you're going to pull that crap with somebody who's a little less tuned in and you say, I don't have enough time, they're going to be, oh, I hear you. There ain't enough time in a day. And there's a million people like that out there. You try to pull that crap around somebody like me, I'm going to come right back and say, it's just not a priority. Can you just change the verbiage a little bit? And then you're going to get pissed off and you're going to walk out of the room and you're going to say Sam Crowley's an idiot and he just doesn't understand me or anything like that and he's an arrogant ass. And that's been said about me, to me, by people, many people, probably will be down the road. But see, a good coach, all right, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. A mentor, somebody like myself or anybody that you've had in your life that really challenged you, they're going to tell you what you need to hear. And that's really the difference. So if you just want to hear what you want to hear, then go find all the friends hanging around the water cooler. Because if I did that in 2007, I would have never launched the CD. I just would not have ever launched it. It wouldn't have been a priority to me. I would have went golfing or hung out and watched my 401k go all the way down to zero and never had any income and just settled for a job. But something pretty amazing happened as a result of that conscious decision of saying, you know, I do have time. I can make this a priority. I will make this a priority because failure really is not an option. Ask yourself. I'm going to come back one more podcast today. We're going to do another three podcasts today. Ask yourself before we wrap this one up here. Ask yourself this question. Is the pain of moving forward greater or less than the pain of going back? And you have your answer. Because if you really don't like where you are right now, then the answer would be really easy. The pain of going back or even staying where you are right now in that quicksand is incredibly painful. So why are you making all these excuses about time and, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have this or that. You have everything you need. Problem is you're just not making it a priority. So I'm going to wrap up today's thought in the next show and tell you something cool that really happened as a result of making that a priority. All right, have the best day ever.